Good day and welcome to another episode of Rants and Confessions. My name is Lash, and in today's episode, before I start today's episode, last week I released an episode on long distance relationship, and I think it was received well. This month I've dedicated it to talking about relationships and its intricacies, the intricacies of relationship. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about a very contrasting topic to last week's long distance relationship. Today we're going to talk about cohabitation. Okay, maybe you've heard the term before, maybe you haven't. And today we're going to explore the meaning of cohabitation, and then by the end of this episode, you should have some knowledge of what cohabitation is and even know whether you're going to choose it or not. All right. So to begin, what is cohabitation? Maybe you've heard it before. Cohabitación. That is the Spanish. Si se admite Spanish in the book. Cohabitación. That is the Spanish version of cohabitation. Basically, it means that the state of living together and having a sexual relationship without being married. So basically, two people, right, living together in a long-term romantic relationship, right, without being legally married, into no boy and girl or man and woman. But then for some reason, you've decided to stay together. You see, last week we talked about people who are in a relationship but very far away. But this one day, you're staying under the same roof without being married. So we're going to look at why people choose cohabitation. Some of its benefits, some of its demerits. And what do you also think about it, okay? So let's get into it. So in today's society, cohabitation has become, increasingly popular, right? People opting to choose to stay together before they get married, if they are going to get married at all, all right? Me, I've experienced it before. I'm not here. I've experienced it before. I can talk about some of the advantages, some of the disadvantages. And then I also read that after told and when I actually named it, would you want to stay together? When I say cohabitation, it's not like you go and spend the weekend at your boyfriend's place. No, that is not cohabitation. It's like maybe staying like together for like months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, right? Or be saying it's a wed or it's a one chance before getting married. So one of the main benefits, right, is that you get to know the person. You get to know, somebody told me you don't really know your partner until you've spent the night with them. As in, nipanaba dawoho, or you've stayed with them, because that is when you get to know some of the things that, let's say the man snores, you never know, right? Some of, like, staying together with a person, it gives you more like a preview into how it's going to be if you guys are married. So I think that is, it's not like I think, that is one of the main benefits of cohabitation. And another benefit, the financial side, right? Because so it's a one channel, and I get our ABC, right? You're the one paying your own bills and all those things. And now you go and stay, you move in with your boyfriend. Some of the things you are paying for will already be paid for, you understand? So let's say the bills, maybe you're no longer buying prepaid, you're no longer paying the rent. So you also tend to support with other things. Maybe you're buying grocery, you're paying for the food or something, right? So there are some financial benefits, but also some people see, we'll talk about the disadvantages, but let me just talk about this, that it could also depend on who you're with. If you're a man or if you're a woman, depending on who you're with, it could become actually a financial burden moving in with someone, right? Or someone moving in with you. But we'll talk about that part, right? And the last benefits, from my experience, is it helps build stronger relationships, stronger bonds, right? So, like I was saying, with mine, it's like you get to know each other to a certain level, a very deeper level. you understand that this is how my girlfriend wants her stuff. So this is how, like, she puts the man did to her before she sleeps, when she sleep, like, this is the part of the bed she sleeps at. You understand? It's like, you get to, you have your own way of doing things. You get to know the person in a very intimate way that if you are about one okuthia, you might not have known her in that manner. So, I mean, I can't think of any other benefits now. So the minor benefits, like if you're somebody who is like clingy and it prevents that, like some of the things we talked about last week, that you miss the person, them trust issues and all those things, it could limit them, right? Because boy, then if you want to say, or the girl bad, or probably today to her, so it helps with those. I mean, those are like minor benefits. Me, that's how I see them. Like I said, I don't want to talk about cheating. If the person wants to cheat, they will cheat. But it helps, you see, trust issues, because you know where the person is going. You people stay together. You're going home together. You're coming back home together or wherever together. You're leaving the house together. So there's that trust issues, right? That it helps with. Now, the second is a second. Now, let's talk about some of the disadvantages, right? Some of the disadvantages of your girlfriend or boyfriend moving into with you, or you people staying together before marriage. Now, the first one is lack of legal protection. The government doesn't know you people are staying together. The family doesn't know. I mean, there are two ways this thing can go. Let's say, for instance, you've gone to do your knocking in Ghana here. You go and do knocking. So now both families are aware that you people are a thing, right? So you can go to the family and tell them that, oh, CCI and Obano or Temenchen or something. Then the family is aware. But in situations where the family is not aware, nobody is aware. Let's say the girl stays in Koforidua, you two are staying in Takoradi. Or the girl stays in Accra, you're staying. Let's say it was a long distance relationship. And you people decided that, no, the long distance is not working. So the girl should lie to her parents that she's gotten a job in Takoradi, they move in here. Right? So she moves, she's staying with you. That one is totally different, and that is what I'm talking about. Like, majority of times, it's not like, okay, knocking, you've gone through the legal processes with the family. But if it is the normal one, girl never move at someone, maybe she's taking her hostel fee, she's coming to school in Takoradi, the boyfriend too is in Takoradi, and she's taking her hostel fee for you people to use to buy DSTV subscription, and she's staying with you. One of the main issues is that you don't have any form of protection. See, when I was in Accra with my boys, right? Gerald, Thomas, Dems, one thing we were telling each other is, me, I was telling them that, say, any of you go and bring a girl and this girl comes to die. This girl comes to die in the house. Me, my bag is already packed. I'm in Takoradi, like, by the next 2 hours, I'm gone. Because the kind of stress and explanations, like, chale, so the family doesn't know there when I travel or shawen chen, you understand? So there's no form of protection. It's a very risky thing, actually. I mean, looking back, I was doing some pretty risky stuff, because segeli, oh hey, it is with it brings all, I mean, the benefits. Oh, every day she's there, my wife, those, I mean, they are pretty good. But then the major thing is that lack of protection. And I took the trotro when I was in Accra. I took a trotro, and then there was this girl in, we started chatting. And I was asking her, also awarding, I'm saying, where can boy and Johnson on a brother? On our baby, you know, what can I do? Then another brother, girl, we better than Chen, that girl on the Wii. And she was telling me the kind of stress the guy had to go through. Apparently, the family of the lady, you know, the late deceased lady, you know, they asked the guy to marry the dead body before, because it is shameful for a girl to be staying with a man who is not the white husband. So, I mean, that is a major disadvantage. And if you're a Christian, you know that your church doesn't really agree, right? You can't go and tell your father that, like your pastor, that this girl, we are staying together, but we're not married. I'm not going to see the family. Your family doesn't agree. The girl's family doesn't agree. So it's a very risky thing, right? It doesn't bring that protection that you can't wear around and that we're in and it's you bab. So that's the first thing. I mean, I spent a lot of time talking about that because, I mean, that is a major disadvantage of cohabitating with somebody. The next disadvantage is, I mean, I talked about it, the financial burdens it brings, right? And get it, Akafa, like this example I'm saying, I'm in Takoradi. My girlfriend is in Accra. She's a student, right? So when she reopens, she goes to TTU. When she reopens, she'll come and stay with me. And example, Miss Massa America, I'm just giving an example. Let's say she attends TTU. So instead of going to pay for a hostel or something, we decide that, oh, baby, you can come and stay with me. I have in my father's house, there are many mansions. So come and stay with me, right? Now, this girl is schooling. Now, I mean, on the main get I'm the me ejuma. By the time you realize the kind of financial burden you're calling upon yourself, because you can't go out and say, oh, I'm buying this and I'm not buying some for her. You know, if your girlfriend is not staying with you, there are times that, oh, one be maybe you go and buy ice cream and then you buy for her, or you go to her place, or when she comes, you understand? Maybe she comes, let's say, even if she comes every weekend, the double spending, or you do it every weekend when she comes. But this one, she's staying with you. So it means that womanly shopping at the corner, or what, whenever you're buying something, you have double, right? Now, if you are away kwejuma on a one call class or something, you're mostly, you know, if you are going to, if you're going to work, you turn off your stuff. But since you're with you, you're using more water now, you're paying more utilities. So cohabitating, you guys forgive me, I'm not feeling very well tonight. So staying with someone, doing the whole cohabitation thing, it can introduce some kind of financial burdens. If you're not younger than your DB, you understand? It's like, I want to start with the preseason. You understand? So it could present some financial burdens, right? So that is the second disadvantage. Now the third one is the adjusting that it comes with, right? Say, I worry busy now. That one, you know that she's my wife, she's not going anywhere. But this one is like, she's your girlfriend and she's staying with you. So, I mean, navigating like your personal space and all those things, it might feel some way. If especially you're like someone like me, I like my personal space. Mostly, especially I'm home. I don't feel comfortable anywhere else but my house, right? So if you say you move in with me, there might be a particular room. So when I was doing my cohabitating things, my office was the only place I felt like was mine. You understand? So now this person is always in your space. It's like if you want to watch a movie, she's there. And then me, the way I watch my movie is maybe 20 minutes, then I pause it. Then I can't be before for 20 minutes. But now you have to sit that 2 hours with her. And sometimes you might miss out certain things because you people are talking and all those things. I mean, it's weird. I understand because that is how I am. So it might prevent those problems where you have to adjust to getting to know, like managing all these spaces and all those things. You understand? So there could be some conflict and some pressure. You understand? Because living together, not easy. And this is not somebody you've married. Then get a sour number. But let's say your relationship is just maybe 6 months and she's moved in. There are certain things that you see that she's doing that it might bring some pressure. You understand? But because cohabitating, you don't have that commitment level of marriage. It's just dating. Yeah. So that is another disadvantage that it brings. So now let's talk about why anybody would want to do it. Why are people doing it? Because people are doing it, especially abroad from the way up, Ghana has way up. So why would anybody want to do it, and why would you want to do it? So for some people, it might be a way of challenging the social norms, right? They have, and not everybody is really into this whole society, we are community, these are our laws kind of, right? So maybe they feel like, no, this is what we want, so this is what we're going to do. So that's why they're doing it. And I mean, I've already talked about some of the benefits and all that. in some societies, like our Ghanaian society, it is strictly forbidden, right? It's not like, or something, but it's not something that is accepted in our society. But in certain societies, let's say somebody grows up in, say, United States or something, and the person calms down, it might be like a normal thing. Oh, see, let's say I have a 4-bedroom house. You are renting a house somewhere. You're my girlfriend. Why don't you just come and stay with me? It saves cost and all those things, right? So that could also be a reason. And some people also see it as a final step before the marriage, right? So maybe in some societies, it could be something that is, some 1 week in a bra. Another kid in a whole 1 month, be kid in a whole 2 months, be. It's like a rite of passage. All of us had to go and stay on campus for 2 weeks before the exams, right? And then, before the marriage, you understand? So definitely, I mean, the idea or the decision to do this cohabitation thing is strictly personal. For some people, it is fine. For some people, they don't even know the risk. They don't know that it's not really allowed in our society like that. Some people don't know. And in hindsight, I didn't really think about it when I was doing it. Will I do it again? I don't know. maybe I'll, because it was nice, right? So in hindsight, some people don't know. Me at that time, I didn't really know a lot about these things. But I didn't know that it wasn't legal. What I was doing wasn't like legal like that. And the lady had to lie to the parents and all that. So it's still a personal decision. But please again, for that disadvantage of not the lack of protection from the family or something, at least if you're going to do it, go to the parents and then introduce yourself, right? Even if you've not done knocking, just let them know. Let somebody from the other side know that when I travel no Osha Wufie, you understand? It will save you a whole lot of trouble, especially if you are in our Ghanaian community and society here. Else, what's your show? If Obiyalankara Samba, what's your show? Alright? So thank you very much. I mean, this one was a very short and straightforward episode. Me and Kazan, I'm not feeling very fine in my spirit, in my voice, and in my everywhere. So I might sound a bit different, but forgive me, yeah? Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. And this month, then next week, I'm going to talk about something else. This month, the relationship coaching, and I'm giving you back to back. So thank you very much. My name is Lash, and this is Rants and Confession. Catch you same time next week. Bye bye.